me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my...
Well, guess who's here? And speaking of raining on parades, I think we got a little of that maybe coming up this weekend. How are you, Brian?
That's what it said on my iPhone, yeah.
Yes, it's going to rain Saturday.
Well, that's okay. Rain or shine, the American Royal, the 88th annual, will promenade on.
Will promenade on.
It's going to be a star-spangled salute. My gosh, including military personnel, past and present, 4-H and FFA members, marching bands of renown, drill teams, saddle clubs.
9:45 Saturday morning.
Yeah, not too early.
Not too early.
Not for you or me.
Yeah.
It's going to head north up Grand Boulevard from Pershing to Truman Road. Of course, it's absolutely free to behold the spectacle. Nearly 4,000 folks will actually be participating in the parade.
My goodness, 4,000?
Well, that's easy to do when 2,000 of them, count them, 2,000 are Boy Scouts. I mean, that's a lot of Boy Scouts, my friend.
So then you have a parade that's a little more manageable, yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, lots of farm machines and civic groups and floats and more floats. Of course, many themed to the agriculture.
We should have a float.
Well, I'm tap dancing now.
Let's have a float sometime.
Float?
Let's build it real fast.
A KCUR float?
A KCUR float.
A weekend to-do
list? A weekend to-do list
float. Yeah. Well,
you could pass out copies of your weekend to-do list.
I'm sure I could pass out something, maybe Goodwill.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
And to help kick off the parade, at 10 a.m. sharp, straight over Grand, there'll be a flyover, a commemorative Air Force Heart of America wing. That will be very cool.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, wet but wild.
Okay, all Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Oh, I just don't know where to begin. Though it says we'll meet forever, it's now or never, but she keeps on hanging on. The silver chamber on. She says she can't go home without a chaperone.
You know all the words to that song. You're just like rocking on that one.
I can lip sync with the best of them. Finally,
too bad Elvis is not going to be here.
Well,
Elvis Costello.
He's always with me, Steve.
He's always with
finally
you.
Finally found a reason to play Elvis Costello singing Accidents Will Happen on the show. And it's a perfectly good excuse because I'm talking about gruesome playground injuries.
Mm.
Boy meets girl at the age of 8 in the nurse's office at the elementary school, and they managed to sustain a gruesome variety of physical and emotional injuries for more than 30 years. It's the brand new show at the Fish Tank Performance Studio at 17th and Wyandotte at the Crossroads. Performance is 8 o'clock Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and 8 o'clock Monday night, which is kind of cool. That's usually a dark night for theater. I will point out that just 30 seats. It's hipster central at the Fish Tank. Just 30 seats per performance. I don't know if there's any standing room, but if you try that, just don't fall down and hurt yourself real quick. The idea being that these kids meet when they're kids, and they kind of bump into each other every 5 years or so in emergency rooms or other places with sick beds, and they have this very oddly ongoing relationship. It's intertwined with pain and blood, which is literal for them, but can also serve, I think, as a useful metaphor for other people's challenging relationships.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I.
What a pretty song. What a pretty song.
Oh my gosh.
It just makes you want to be in summer all the time,
well,
doesn't
but
it?
Well, we can't. They don't
we
allow
can't.
That. No, it's a bittersweet farewell to summer, whether it's
I
Chad
hate when
and
summer
Jeremy.
Pulls out of here. I hate it.
Well, autumn leaves must fall, Steve,
as
the song says. And I have a few fall-type fun family things to go and do this weekend, starting off with the Liberty Fall Festival.
Mm.
11 to 9 Friday and all day and into the night Saturday. And
fall just
Sunday.
Began. They're catching this just at the beginning
it's
of autumn.
Perfect timing. And, of course, Liberty Fall Festival, downtown Liberty, they've got lots of fun things to do. You can imagine. It's downtown Liberty. It's always fun, but especially this weekend. Overland Park Fall Festival as well. Saturday only, downtown Overland Park. And let's see what I have
pretty
here
down
for them.
There.
Oh my gosh, it's very pretty. And they will have Jim Cosgrove and the Hiccups for the kids.
There's a reason to go.
He's always a reason to go.
Yeah.
And there's the Double Og Dare Festival. Family.
The Double Og. What is a Double Og
well,
Dare Festival?
I was
what
afraid you were going to ask me that, but let me get this out. I'll explain briefly. It's the Double Og OGG Dare Festival. It's a family adventure and challenge. It's Saturday only from 9 to 4 at Shawnee Mission Park. Now, these previous festivals we've discussed are free. This is a $5 ticket, but there are mountain and bike challenges that cost a little bit extra. I'm going to get to Og, don't worry. But there's free family, lots of family fun to do. It takes its name because the festival is taking place at the future Oak Ridge Lodge and adjoining parklands along.
I still don't get it.
Wait for it. It's along Og OGG Road in Shawnee Mission Park. So proceeds and donations from the festival will help match a $250,000 challenge grant from the Parks and Recreation people in Johnson County. It's a great cause and a good time, and lots of sweat will be pouring out of pores, I think.
Have here.
Are you prepared to alternatively rock?
I like that.
Are you?
I'm alternative.
Are you a modern rock man?
I can be alternative.
I think you can be whatever you want to be. Every day you do a different
I morph every day
into
somebody else. That's my motto.
Absolutely. Well, this, of course, as you may or may not know, is Phoenix.
Mm.
Yes, the music of Phoenix, a French band from Versailles, France. We have a Versailles in Missouri. Is it Versailles here?
They call themselves Phoenix because they're from France.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, it's a mixed message. They're, it's alternative rock.
Yes.
Anyway, it's all part of the Buzz Beach Ball, modern, very modern rock on two stages featuring the aforementioned Phoenix, Alt-J, also known as Triangle, not the word triangle, but the shape of a triangle, kind of like the artist formerly known as Prince. Anyway, other bands include, let's see, Coheed and Cambria, Ms. Mister. The list goes on. 2:30 to midnight or later Friday at Richard L. Berkeley Riverfront Park. A good time for the young in you.
And finally today.
Born a poor young country boy, Mother Nature's son. All day long, I'm sitting singing songs for everyone.
Okay, what do we got?
Okay, well, it's Concert for the Climate. Little Mother Nature there for you, thanks to Paul and the other Beatles. This event focuses on the global impact of climate change. I think you had keynote speaker.
Yeah, we talked Robert Kennedy the other day, and also the other main speaker there,
another
Bill
main
McKibben.
Speaker, yes, whose name never escapes you. 11 to 6 on Saturday at Cobb Point Riverfront Park. Lots of stuff to do. Exhibitions, pavilions, musicians, workshops, obviously RFK Jr., and the Planet Earth Hot Air Balloon, which you need to go to the website concertfortheclimate.org to take a gander. It'll be visible from downtown.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. And what a weekend to-do list it was.
And what music.
Nice job.
What music.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. For KCUR, I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.